Welcome to the Positive Solutions for Life podcast. I'm Peggy Meyer, and I'm so excited you are here. If you're like me, you are living a good life, but you're striving for something more, something better, learning and growing, trying to improve and uplevel your life, your business, your health. From goals to habits, productivity to time management, and a whole lot of growth mindset in between. Look no further for positive solutions for your life than here to help you transform from the inside out so you can truly live the life you desire. This is part 2 of 4 of a presentation I did on the awareness of mental health, how it affects the way we think, feel, and act. In this part, I discuss the factors that influence mental health.
So let's go on to the factors of that influence mental health. So, anybody think that they can influence somebody else? Yeah? Is it easy to do? Depends on the day. Okay. Has anybody seen a pink elephant? Has anybody just now pictured a pink elephant? Okay, that's so easy to influence, you guys. That's how easy it is to influence somebody. Just say something. A lot of us are visual, so now we see pink elephants. There's no pink elephant in the room, but you know. Sometimes that's a big elephant, but it's not pink. But this one, the factors that influence mental health, and we talked about, in the definitions, talked about how it is psychological, biological, social, and economic as well, socioeconomic, and environment. And it all goes together. Like, we can't separate one from the other, because they all kind of intertwine. We're one person, right? We can't just, like, chop off our arm and, like, that's just, we can't, like, separate ourselves from ourselves, right? We're all attached. So, there's a lot there. All of these things affect our mental health. So, I'm gonna pause here. What do you guys think of that? First thing I think of is, no wonder why I'm screwed up. I have all these things working against me. There's so many choices out there. Biological, we talked about physical health affecting that. Stress, we're gonna get to that. Our diet, our lifestyle. Psychological, our thoughts, our beliefs, our attitudes, our perceptions. The color of glasses that we choose to put on in the morning, are they dark colored? When everything is crappy, like it's not. We put on some sunglasses today, not because, you know, everything is gloomy. It was because it was a little bit too bright to drive east. Anybody? Kind of dim the light. Dim the light a little. I love light. I love the sunshine. It helps my mental health. I don't know if it helps anybody else's. It helps my mental health. Social, like the people you hang around with. So Jim Rohn said, you are an average of the 5 people you hang around with the most. Think about that. If I'm hanging around me, my selfie, and maybe some grumpy other people, and I was the only one that's kind of positive, like, how is that gonna turn out? Is that gonna dim my light a little bit? I'm like a fire hoser and I put a light out. Yes, it matters. Sarah Fuller talked about the backpack program. It matters in the social, economic, status of a family. I mean, believe it or not, there are certain things you can do when you have a little bit more money. Right? And I know we we've probably all experienced times when we didn't have any. Like, newly married, you know, new kid eating mac and cheese. living on a half of an income. To maybe where even parents that both parents are working, it's still hard to make it. Things cost a lot. My grocery bill did not go down. Can you believe that? I had four kids out of the house. And my grocery bill is like the same as when everybody else was living there. I do have two ones that are growing right now that I'm telling Sarah, I'm like, I don't know how some of these kids that go home, they don't have a lot in the pantry. Survive. My kids have breakfast in the morning, they eat school lunch. Even my son brought a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to eat with his hot lunch this week. He's a grown boy. And they come home and they have two or three granola bars, a piece of fruit, three pieces of cheese, and like, I'm making supper. My supper's in an hour. I don't know how kids do it, but that affects it. Family circumstances, all of these things can affect one another. And so with all of these things, can anybody get stressed out about any of these things? And if you don't, like, please, I need to know your secret. Because how do you respond to all of that? I mean, you try to work on one thing, and then something else goes to pot, right? And you try to work on that, and you're constantly putting out fires, and I don't know. This is me pulling my hair. I'm surprised I even have hair. I know. Six kids. But how do you respond? Do you respond like me? Where you're just mean to everybody? Mean to yourself and insulting? Or maybe you're hysterical Heidi. Or maybe you are freaked out Frida. Or worrisome Wendy. Or maybe you're anxious Anna. And I'm really sorry if anybody is like a Heidi, Wendy, Anna. I'm not talking about you. Okay? I'm not talking about you. I just find it fun sometimes to like name the different parts of us. Yeah. Like, okay. Pessimistic Peggy. Yeah. I'm pulling that, you know, personality out. And it's also kind of fun because like if you have those little pet names for your personalities, like your significant others can kind of catch on to that and say, hey, Pessy Peggy. You know, like, oh, okay, all right. I'm kind of being kind of nasty right now. I'm kind of being down in the dumps. Okay, who do I want to be? I want to be Isla. Okay, I gotta go back and be Isla. So sometimes it's kind of fun. To do that. So oftentimes we're stressed, right? We're really, really stressed out. Stress is basically a couple of, it's just a catch-all word for like everything that is strain or tension. It can be physical, it can be emotional, it can be mental. But it's really interesting that almost 90% of doctor's visits are due to stress. So really made me think about it, just think about it. I would say that maybe the 10% are those well checks. Pretty sure that some of those can turn into those stress responses, right? 95% of these things can be prevented. Or reduced. What do you think about it? Yeah. Okay, so how many physical health diseases, illnesses do you know that can be prevented? Or have some ways to lessen it? Anybody? Anybody know of something that's not? Common colds. Okay, we can prevent ourselves, right? How many times? Wash your hands, you know, cover your mouth, you know, eat good things, don't stress out your body. Okay? Even cancer, diabetes, all of those have some prevention. And that's what I love to do, is let's prevent some of this from getting in the back. Remember that continuum? Back in the red. The orange. You want to prevent some of that. All right, so how do How does stress affect our body, our mind, our emotions, our behaviors? You know, I just like easy little graphs like this. We can think of many, many more things to put on here. So how does stress affect our body? Tension. Anybody here like get tension headaches? Or do you have any tight muscles anywhere? Like, I'm notorious. I just traveled last weekend. My daughter plays at Ole Miss, and number four daughter plays at Ole Miss. And she had a tournament. And I know travel just to my muscles, right? So my neck, shoulders, back. Of course, you know, I'm carrying all my luggage. Like, I carry my laptop, all my books, so my backpack is like this wide, and I forget, you know, like when you turn around and you knock somebody over because you forgot that your behind is now 2 feet back. But all of that weight, I was just like, and I had a 4-hour layover in Houston. Please go visit one of those chair massage places. Not the ones that you actually sit in, the ones that this is a store where they actually like work on your muscles. So I had a 4-hour layover. I took a half hour of, you know, personal, you know, great time and got some of the knots taken out, but I think I probably could have been there all day and I still would have had knots. But that's how stress affects some parts of my body. Okay, they affect different people different ways. Some people can get really tired. Really tired mentally and emotionally, so are brains. Anybody's been stressed out? Can you think very well? I have a hard time thinking. I have a hard time concentrating. Anybody here is a worry wart? Okay, we got some. I'm not one of those. I don't have any control of that. It's probably, you know, 20 plus years of counseling on myself. Because actually, you know what, when you counsel somebody else, Casey, we're actually counseling ourselves, right? Like, I give so much great advice to other people that I need to use for myself. Dang, I needed to hear that today. Thanks. But worry more. And constantly thinking about stuff. Whether stuff in the past, stuff in the future. And I'm one of those where I've taught it long enough where it's just like, I don't have any control of that. Check. Where I'm just like, you know, whoops, give it over to God. Right? Let God take care of it. You don't have to. But it affects our mind. It affects our behaviors. If we're all stressed out, how are we interacting with other people? When that person comes in the room, are they like pigpen? You know, they got this dirt cloud around them. They kind of growly. Do they have that stress face? Because guaranteed, you're going to respond differently depending on who walks through that door. Okay. I see some head nods, so you're like, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, that person walked in the door, and I was like, oh great. Like, this is going to be lovely, right? They're all stressed out. Emotions, you know, we can get more depressed. We can just lose that confidence. We're just out of sorts. You know, we might be easily triggered. So if something happens, if, you know, kid spills the milk, we're like, oh my gosh! And I'm just like, no, can we just like, and we just totally erupt, right? Is that a thing to erupt about? Not in the big scheme of life. But the pastor had that, you know, what was that, like little squigglies, you know? And this life is all like this. And all of a sudden, you know, and I also talk about it as a pop bottle. You know, you shake it up, and all of a sudden it's gonna go, phew. All right? You never know when that's gonna happen if we're all in this stress mode, right? And who's the lucky person? They don't think they're very lucky, let me tell you. So how does this all affect our thoughts, feelings, body responses, and action? They all work together. They all work together. So this is a handout that I often gave my clients when I was practicing about how your thoughts, feelings, your body responses, and behaviors all work together. Now, first I had to define, unlike this definition, we got to get on the same page, what is body responses? And I often say it's internal. These are the physical symptoms that we have. increased heart rate, breathing changes. Anybody know if their blood pressure is high or not? Anybody get knots in their stomach? These are some of the things that, what are those physical symptoms? Gosh, we just break out in sweat, you know, our face gets flushed. So think about some of those things, whereas behaviors are those actions, those external things that other people can see. Yes, I get those kids that say, yeah, but if my face gets red, then somebody knows I'm hot. Okay. Remember, there's loopholes for everything. So how does this all work together? Okay, so one thing can trigger another, but mainly it all starts with our thoughts. Now, do we always pay attention to what we're thinking? Because Mimi sure doesn't pay care, you know, she's not paying attention. She's just, my selfie doesn't always pay attention to what I'm thinking or telling myself. Yeah. So sometimes we notice it, and I'm like, gosh, you know, I'm just not feeling very well. I'm just feeling kind of crappy. We might think there. Then we have to go back and fill in the rest of the puzzle. Sometimes it's somebody else thinking something because of our action. You know, kids are great at this, right? They'll do something and they're like, and we'll ask, but why did you do that? I don't know. Right? So we have to think. So what if we had thought that, or actually, let's start with anger. Let's start with a feeling, because sometimes it's easier to start with a feeling. We can name that feeling. So think of a time maybe that you were angry, maybe frustrated. Okay. How did your body feel? Like, how did you know your body language? How did your body tell you it was angry? Tense. Upset stomach?
Headache.
Have you noticed they like, oh, my jaws are like that? Talking to my ass.
A little shout
maybe. Don't up the volume. Volume might be up a little bit. Okay? How do we act? What kind of behaviors do we display when we're angry? I'm one of those, like, throw things person. Or, you know, like the cover doors or the door. Extra little shove. I just physically need to get something out. Okay? So it could be that yell part where everybody else is the volume's up a little bit. But oftentimes I'm that physical person, I have to get something out. Like, that's my energy out. Other people have different ways. There's no right or wrong answers here. But what triggered that? Well, something triggered it to where I thought, well, that wasn't fair. Or what are other thoughts that could be angry? Gosh, will you just listen to me? Yeah. What are some of those things? What are some of those thoughts? We have some thoughts that create this. Now, it'll stay in this cycle. Because once you have one bad thought, there's another one coming to play. Oh yeah, because I got a whole lifetime of examples, right, that I can just pull out at any moment. Especially if I'm like talking to a certain person, and they're like, oh yeah, and then you know, you did this, and then you did this, and you did this, and all of this stuff makes me mad. And you're just pulling it out. You're just pulling it out. You will continue to be in that cycle. So, for how long? However long you want. Because me loves to stay in that for a long time to make sure everybody knows that they're not doing something right. Okay? Goes back to our thoughts. I say it starts with our thoughts, it can change with our thoughts. We have to tell ourselves something different in order for this to change. So it could be like, okay, baby, take a deep breath. All right, I need a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Okay, that slows it down. Oop, you need another one. And I get you, that meditation thing, yeah, because you need to meditate. There's no way I can meditate in that state right now. Too many things going off because I'm still unloading my bag. But I have to start somewhere, okay? And if it's somebody else, you can influence your kid. Like, hey, turn down the volume. Right? Take a deep breath. Just sit down for a second. Right? Changing your state, okay? So if you're standing up, maybe you need to lay down. If you're laying down, maybe you need to jump up. So however it needs to be able to change that, interrupt that cycle. Okay. Here's another one. This is the cycle of depression. Okay, same thing. Same thing that I just showed you, except this is one broad strokes slide. It actually shows that there's a stressor out there. It actually names, you can name something then, that interrupts the thought, feelings, physical symptoms. That was my thoughts, feelings, body responses, and then I just included behavioral spots. But that little circle is internal over there. So it's the same idea. So what happens when we have thoughts that might throw us into a depressed mode? I'm not good enough. Nobody likes me. I'm stupid. Any of those myself-y type things? But it also could be something you heard from somebody else. You're not good enough. Like, that's not your, that was bad. And they interpreted it as, I'm bad. You have to watch our language. So then you start feeling down, sad, depressed. If you stay stuck in that cycle, if you continue to think those thoughts, that moves you down the continuum. Okay? Remember that? It moves you down. So the longer you stay in that cycle of thoughts, feelings that's negative, the more chances you're moving down into the orange and then the red. But we can change this. We can move it the other direction. We'll talk about that after lunch. But we have to be aware. Aware of what we're thinking. So that we can understand that possibly somebody else might be thinking the same thing. Talks about, like, mental health is on a continuum, right? It's, to me, it's no different than having a physical health issue. It's more normal to go in for the doctor for that, right? They have more things, but there's a lot of things and a lot of resources for people to help with their thoughts, to help with understand your feelings, to understand how to do something different. Like, notice your body. Like, you are the expert of you. There's nobody that knows you better than you. Because me, myself, and I live together all the time. So there's nobody else that lives with you more than you. So take care, take notice of being aware of how you're thinking, how you're feeling.
Got it.
I'm out of time. So, during lunch, how do you want to think, feel, respond? And who do you want to show up as? Me? Myselfie? Or Isla?
Thanks so much for tuning in today. I hope you found some value, insights, and something that resonated with you in today's show. If today's show spoke to you, would you please share it with a friend and go over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you are listening from and subscribe to the show so that you can be the first to know when new content and episodes go live. While you're there, would you please give it some love? Please like it, comment on it, and leave a 5-star rating and review. Thank you so much in advance for taking 2 minutes of your time to do this. Your likes, comments, and reviews really help get the word out to more people who need to hear there are positive solutions for their life. I would love to connect with you. You can find me on social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whichever is your favorite platform, and let's have a conversation about today's show. Thanks for listening and have a great week.